The Blue Jays take third at the Class A State Volleyball Tournament as we recap another busy week in sports. I'm Jaron Matheny with the latest in your local sports from NewsDakota.com. The Jamestown Blue Jay volleyball team found themselves in another five-setter on Saturday as the Blue Jays took care of Bismarck Legacy in five sets in the third-place game of the Class A State Tournament. Jamestown was down 7-2 in set five, but the Blue Jays rallied back to claim third place in the Class A Tournament. Bernadette Newman had 44 total kills in the tournament. McKenna Nold and Aspen Peterson were named to the all-tournament team. Congratulations to the Blue Jays for taking third at the Class A State Tournament. The number two-ranked University of Jamestown women's volleyball team is headed back to Sioux City, Iowa in the round of 24 in the national tournament as the Jimmies swept St. Ambrose in the opening round of the national tournament. Anna Holland led Jamestown with 12 kills and a 5.26 hitting percentage. Lexi Olson picked up 8 kills while hitting 5.83 for Jamestown. They improved to 32-2 on the season. They'll begin pool play on November 23rd at the Tyson Event Center. The University of Jamestown women's basketball team picked up a 75-61 win at Midland on a Saturday. The Jimmies improved to 5-1 on the year and 3-0 in the GPAC. Hannah DeMar scored a game-high 26 points for the Jimmies. The number five-ranked University of Jamestown men's basketball team won 104-72 over Midland on Saturday night, moving Jamestown to 4-1 on the year and 1-1 in the GPAC. Reed Gassner and Mason Walters each had a double-double for the Jimmies. Both the UJ women and men will play at Concordia on Tuesday. And congratulations to the New Rockford Cheyenne Rockets, who took fifth place at their first ever state tournament in Class B. To stay up to date with the latest happening in your local sports, you can always head to NewsDakota.com.